Inside Chicago Government. ShyGov.com.
Welcome to another in a series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky. I'm Dave Gloetz. Ben writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader. He's here with me today. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Senator.
Today we're talking about the mayoral election.
Which leads me to ask you the question that was asked of me and Mick at the Hideout last time we had our show. And don't duck this question now. What are you predicting as the outcome on February 24th in the mayoral election? Do you, David Gloetz, predict an out-and-out Mayor Rahm victory that night, or do you predict he will not get the 50% he needs and there will be a runoff?
With each passing day, I am more convinced it'll be the former.
So you're saying outright victory?
I think it'll be close, but I think, each passing day.
Passing day brings us closer.
I think I told you that story about this original Star Trek episode where Captain Kirk is split into two people and each one has different traits from the original. Every time I look at these challengers to Rahm, I think, well, if we combine the four of them, perhaps we'll have a whole, an entire candidate.
Yeah. Okay. Can we do that? Is there any kind of voting system anywhere in the world that enables us to do
perhaps in the universe.
Yes, like
not
give
on
a
Earth.
Quarter vote for each candidate or something like that? Yeah.
Instant combination voting.
Yeah. I understand why you would have that opinion that with each passing day, it seems more and more likely that Mayor Rahm will win outright, even though I predicted at the Hideout that there would be a runoff, but, you know, I was just trying to be in the spirit of the evening, I think, which is why, by the way, it's so important that we have more maverick types, if you will, in the city council and less rubber stamps.
True that. We talked in a previous interview about the blitz of TV ads that Mayor Rahm Emanuel has put out, and I asked you why you think the mayor doesn't appear or speak directly to the viewers or listeners in any of these ads, and you said it's because he knows he's not well-liked.
He's not well-liked. Yeah, that's true.
On the other hand, though, the mayor has opted to appear in at least five candidate forums and, you know, quote, debates, unquote, all of which were either simulcast on TV or available online. So why would Rahm speak directly to the voters in those forums but not in his ads?
Well, you're asking me to slip into the brain of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Oh, my God, it's really cramped in here. Anyway, sorry, bad
joke. There's a lot
of cash. There's a lot of what?
Cash.
Cash, yeah. I've been enlightened on this subject by the great Mick Dumke, who has been arguing for a while that Mayor Rahm realized that his four opponents were lackluster at best, so that he would benefit by being in the same room as them. In terms of the campaign commercials, people get bombarded by them. I think the strategy was to have other people articulate on Rahm's behalf, quote-unquote, ordinary, everyday people in Chicago. I mean, if you're really being shrewd about it, they realize that a limited number of people are watching the actual debates or forums or whatever they are, and far more people are subjected to watching the commercials, because unless you turn the TV off or flip the station, what have you, you're going
to
watch it.
Yeah, you have to seek the forums to view them.
Yes, so there's our answer right there, I think. And it's all conjecture on both of our parts. It'd be interesting if Mayor Rahm is now so confident, you know, that he's going to win, that he'll come out with commercials where he says, I am looking for your vote. I don't know. I don't know if that happened. He's still bashing, by the way, Fioretti. A flyer came out bashing Fioretti and bashing Chuy Garcia. So apparently he's still taking serious the possibility that one of them may emerge in the runoff. So,
well, you know, those contractors got to get paid.
Yeah, they got to get paid.
Another thing we discussed before is the radio ad that President Obama recorded urging Chicagoans to vote for Rahm Emanuel. He's shaking his head.
And now I read in my beloved Bright One that he's coming to town to do a rally for Rahm.
Which I predicted.
Yes, you did.
You were of the opinion that Obama himself, if and when he votes in our municipal election, will not vote for Rahm. What particular aspects of Rahm do you think Obama does not like or support?
I know he recorded the message for him, but I do not believe personally he's going to go in that booth. I'll bet you anything Michelle Obama is not voting for
Rahm. I'm stunned, though, that you would say that about Barry.
What stuns you? That I think he would do one thing and say something else? That stuns
no,
you?
No, that he doesn't support Rahm.
Oh, no. Why would he?
Who do you think he would vote for?
That's another question. I don't know. He's probably struggling with the same question. I hope by now he, unlike many of our fellow citizens in Chicago has figured out that we have a runoff system. So any vote for anybody is a vote against Rahm. So it really doesn't matter who he votes for. He's definitely not going to vote for Rahm Emanuel. Definitely Michelle's not going to vote for him. He may do it as a like rebellion against Michelle, Barack, but no way. That's a split vote in that household.
So I'd like to be a fly on the touchscreen.
What a thought. But Rahm's an unlikable guy. He's brash. He's cocky. He's arrogant. He's not tolerant of opinions different than his own. He mocks people. He condescends to people. He's patronizing. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else. What is likable in any of that? President Obama, for reasons that he probably regrets, decided those attributes are what he needed to get his domestic policies through Congress in those first few years.
And made Rahm his chief of staff.
He made Rahm his chief of staff, and he probably quickly came to the realization that not only wasn't that really helping him get stuff through Congress, but it was alienating everybody in the White House. And so he devised this way, cut this deal with the dailies to get Rahm out of the White House. Rahm wanted out anyway, and into Chicago as our mayor. So now we get to enjoy all those lovely, likable traits and watch them in action. That's what I find so dispiriting about this campaign, is just the closing of the ranks mentally by the powers that be in Chicago and just ordinary Chicagoans, really, as though, well, we have no choice, so we're going to vote for this guy, and we're going to hope that he's changed. We're going to hope that he's different this time than he was last time, and we're going to try to pretend as though all of this is for our betterment. I just think that's just like an exercise in fantasy and delusion on the part of the average voter.
A vivid imagination.
Yes. So for all those reasons that President Obama didn't like him, the average voter doesn't like him. So will President Obama vote for Rahm? I do not know the answer to that question.
To be a fly on the touchscreen.
Yeah, right. To be a fly in a touchscreen. He may enjoy that Willie Wilson rhetoric. And, you know, he's an old friend of Ricky Hendon.
Ricky Hendon will speak to him.
Yeah, yeah. I believe they served in the state Senate together at some point, but maybe I'm wrong in my memory.
Well, Ricky was there for, what, 18 years? So
there was probably some overlap. And, of course, President Obama, when he was a state senator, was sharing that distinction with Jesus Garcia, who was a state senator. So he probably knew Garcia before he knew Rahm. So maybe he'll vote for
some loyalty there.
Yeah, some loyalty there. But I do not believe that in his heart of hearts, he believes Mayor Rahm is the best mayor for the city of Chicago.
And again, just so I can get this clear, you're basing this on your conjecture of an intense personal dislike for Rahm by Obama, as opposed to a disagreement platform-wise.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean,
because they're obviously in sync.
That's a really interesting point. I mean, yes, I believe there's a personal dislike, okay, which is probably going to motivate him. But what does Obama really believe when it comes to Chicago and how Chicago is run?
Or the country, for that matter.
Country, yeah, put the country aside for the moment. You know, just think about Chicago like the TIF program, you know what I mean? Or closing 50 schools, or, you know, financing Marriott and the DePaul Basketball Arena, all these issues.
Well, the reason I bring in what he wants for the country is you can look at the parallels when you just talk about schools. Who is his Secretary of Education?
Yes, correct.
Arne Duncan,
yes.
Who promulgated privatization before Rahm was ever around in Chicago public school.
Yeah. I could argue that the rhetoric for privatization by President Obama is an attempt to make himself look moderate and more appealing to moderate Republicans or swing voters in order to get his more liberal
agendas
planks passed. Yes, okay. I could make that argument, all right? There is no compelling argument for that in Chicago because the mayor is the virtual ruler of this universe. So there's no significant reason to embrace a charter school movement or an anti-union movement.
He doesn't have to triangulate.
Yeah, he's not triangulating. Thank you. So just following along in this, President Obama could be who he really is. And give you an example. When President Obama was running for state senator, he was clear in his support of gay marriage. When State Senator Obama was running statewide for Senate, all of a sudden he had doubts. And then when he became president, he came back to his early roots, and he calls it an evolution, which is a bizarre evolution. I mean, he went backwards. He went forward.
It sounds like ping pong to me.
So it seems to me that what we have here is a very astute, clever politician who sort of tinkers with his stated beliefs in order to appeal to the public who's right in front of him at that moment. My guess is that he would have different worldview if he were running for mayor, if such a thing were possible. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I'm getting at. So when you ask me if ideologically President Obama agrees with Mayor Rahm, there's a possibility that he doesn't.
We'll leave it there then. Ben, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, David.
Listeners, we welcome your questions and comments and suggestions for future interviews. You can email us via contact@shygov.com. I'm Dave Glowatz. Thanks for listening.